You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, coaches. Welcome. So excited to join us today in the podcast. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Like I've said before, the technology behind this thing, I remember old school when they used to have those long metal racks. The ball would go up into this net and would come down this long metal rack. The technology and the ability that Dr. Dish does and all the people that work there and the things that they give back to the community is second to none. Mention Coach Unplugged, me, Coach Collins, or anybody, and they'll give you $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop. It's got clinics. It's got handouts. It's got breakdowns. It's got on-court things teaching you. You know, I'm not upselling you. I'm not doing those kind of things. I'm not making you pay for the clinic videos. I'm giving you everything that we got to make you a better basketball coach, along with me, someone that's won at the highest level in the U.S., been nationally ranked. I want to help you become a better basketball coach, and that's why I started teachhoops.com. That's why I want to help you win more basketball games. Go over and check it out. And in closing, if you like our other podcast, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, High School Hoops, Funnel Down, or this one, go leave a 5-star review. We really do appreciate that. And let's head off to the podcast.
Today, we're going to talk about 10 ways. Let's see if I can do this. 10 ways to beat a zone defense. I'm not going to talk specific zone offenses at this point. That would be good for office hours, or you know, I can definitely send people, or maybe that's a subset of this one. But what I'm going to do is kind of give you some general things that I have found have been successful. You know, there's been research on defensive systems. You know, USA Basketball has kind of a generic thing of beating three ways of kind of beating a zone defense. I'm gonna go through these. I'm gonna tell you the key. Get your guys shooting, get your gal shooting. Shooting can definitely take care of a lot of ills and can take care of a lot of zone pressure and a lot of especially sagging zones. But I'm going to go through what I think are the 10 ways to beat a zone defense, things you should incorporate in no matter what zone offense you work on. These 10 things should somewhere be kind of ingrained. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download that. I'm going to pull it up. Look at this. Isn't this nifty? All right. So 10 ways to beat a zone. So let me go through these. Practice against it. I early in my career, this stuff really threw us for a loop because, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin. I went away for school, but then came back. And, you know, it's such a Dick Bennett, man-to-man, Bo Ryan, that so many people play man and not as many play zone, that I didn't spend enough time in practice going against zone. So I would spend as much time as possible going through zones, working against zones, attacking zones, doing that kind of stuff. We can talk about practice breakdown and that kind of thing, but you just gotta find a way to put it in there. All right, so that's number one. Number two is make shots and don't settle for threes. So if you think back to when we talked about the keys to winning basketball games, offensive efficiency is extremely important, and then getting to the foul line. You don't get to the foul line as much as when you shoot threes. So, you know, obviously it's an integral part of this game. I've never been a huge fan of it, but it's definitely here to stay. But you can't settle for it. That's what they want you to do. And they're probably zoning you because, or if they're playing, a non-pressuring zone, they're zoning you because you're not as good at shooting threes. Run a press. Pressure them. you'll get turnovers. You'll get baskets before they can set the zone up. You'll get 3-on-2, 2-on-1s. You know, you'll get an advantage on the offensive end if you pressure, and that will not allow them to set up their zone defense. So that's number three. Number four is rebound. Get second chance points. Go to the offensive glass. Zones don't tend to box out well. Kids, at least the younger kids, have a really hard time finding specific bodies. So really emphasize when you're working on your zone offense to crash the boards hard. You know, make sure someone's back, but make sure that you're really crashing the board. Number five, stall. Pull them out of it. Tied, if you're the underdog, pull them out. I mean, I have a story of me. Gosh, this would have been 05 when Wesley Matthews, who I'm going to name drop now, is playing for the Mavericks now. But when he was a senior in high school, we flew to St. Louis for a game, and we were playing one of our rivals, Middleton, and it was a back-to-back game. My guys were tired, jet lag, had slept in a hotel, whatever. And they were as good as us, and they ended up beating us later in the year in one of our few losses for the year. But I think we were up 2 with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and we just stood at half court. We literally stood at half court for 5 minutes. People were booing. People came after me. And then we ended up making some free throws, scoring a couple buckets, game over. It's a great ace in the hole, especially if someone's just going to sag in and if it's a close game and you're the underdog. Six, work on your transition, beat them down the floor. Zones have a real hard time from top of the key to top of the key. They really do. From transitioning from offense back to defense and setting up and finding your man. If you can beat them down the floor and get some easy baskets, it tends to be an effective way. Attack the gaps. I think this is really important. You know, you got to attack seams. So if I can show you here. So let's say I draw. Can I do it over here? I can. So let's say they're playing a 2-3. And forgive me here, I'm doing this with my mouse on the. But if they're running a 2-3 like this, and you want to attack seams in here, you'd really do. You want to attack seams and make them collapse, because that allows you to kick to the outside. And that goes into the next one, utilize pass fakes and moving the ball. Make the zone shift. If you make a zone shift from side to side, they don't tend to do it. And shot fakes and pass fakes make them shift. Make them get off center, and that tends to work really well. I'm going to talk about 9 when I have my little diagram here. Attack short corners. So I'm a big fan of this area and this area, okay? And Wesley, again, name dropping, always said that there's this area. So the backboard's right here. There's this area in here that people tend to get lost in. It's called behind the board. So what we do is we throw a lot of flashers and use short corner and in and flash from behind, because they tend to lose them in those two areas. If you ever watch NBA games, short corner and behinds tend to get lost a lot. So I think those are all really important. And then screen the zone. You know, I could throw it back up there, but I won't. You know, look for the skip and the seal. Look for, you know, worst case scenarios. And I tell my youth coaches this especially. Don't feel bad about, you know, running your man offense and taking a little time and getting some screens and getting some movement, because it's not necessarily a bad thing to do that. So again, going through these real quick, 10 ways to beat a zone, generalizations, but I think good ones. Practice against it, make shots. It's always good. If you make shots, you win. Don't settle for threes. Run a press. Rebound, second chance points. Stall. Don't allow them to zone. Beat them down the floor. Attack the gaps. Utilize pass fakes and moving the ball. Attack from short corners and behind the backboard. So that little zone area, I can talk about that more if people want it. And then screen the zone. All of your zone offenses should entail, you know, 2/3 or 3/4 of these, if not all of them. If you want them to be successful, obviously the stall is not going to be the case for, you know, not everyone's going to stall. But, you know, the majority of your zone offenses should entail or should encompass these things. And if they do, and if you can make shots, you're going to win a lot of games. So hopefully that helps you kind of start tweaking and start working toward setting up your zone offense. Thanks for listening. Please go and subscribe and like and leave comments and do all that kind of stuff. Especially if you like it, please do that. We want to work our, my goal is to eventually get 100 likes or subscriber buttons or whatever they have on iTunes. I want to move up. Right now we, you know, those 5 stars really help us move up the pecking order. So if you can do that, my goal is to be able to get a mic at some point. That's my goal. So go down, subscribe, like, comment, all that. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, make sure you leave a review. We really do love those written reviews. Those 5-star ones are the best. The 1-stars, you can forget to do it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Not only is it resources and handouts and videos, it's a little bit of everything for a coach that wants to get better. So go over and check it out. Also, down below, click our Amazon link, and that helps us with our hosting fees. I think the little things that come up with running a podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.